Hello, welcome back to Femme Fatales.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. It's just like that was so much energy. That was really like Disneyland energy.
Disneyland. That's the last thing someone should describe me. So I should just go down for it. Like, do a lower register from now on. So.
Should we be saying like, I'm Jeff, I'm Jace every time, or is that redundant and stupid?
I think it's needed, because you never know when people are just...
It's needed, okay.
Hi, I'm Jeff.
And I'm Chase.
Welcome to our podcast.
It doesn't feel natural. It doesn't feel natural.
Well, if you get it, you get it, so it's whatever.
Welcome to Film Fatales, our podcast, period.
Period. Where are we at right now?
What? like personally or like no, what are we doing today?
Yes. Okay. So for those who are tagging along our Halloween month, we've been rewatching and watching some of the Scream Queen classics. And this is actually our last week of our coverage. What's the film that we're covering?
And I would say this is maybe considered a modern classic? Question mark. I can't call anything a classic that came out in 2022. But anyways,
I think it's going to be a classic.
I think it will be, but it's not now.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways,
that's true.
We are finishing off our Scream Queens month with Mia Goth in the 2022 film Pearl. Pearl is what we said last time. I feel like it's just like a great way to end off the month. We've talked about Janet Leigh, who like didn't originate, I guess, the Scream Queen title, but we've just kind of looked at a lot of historic Scream Queens, and now we're finishing off with this young, budding star. I'm a star.
She's a star. Before we talk about the classic question, like we should probably talk about like what the film is about.
Yeah, that's what we do every time.
The film is the sequel, which is also
a prequel
to the first movie. It's called X.
Oh my God. Did they predict the Twitter change?
The Twitter change?
They did.
There's nothing related between the two things. But the prequel to that film, Pearl, which is what we're covering today, it's set in 1918 in Texas. First World War in rural Texas. We follow Pearl as a protagonist. She slowly descends into this madness, this murderous madness that from isolation, from this like dream that she has towards city life and chasing her own dreams.
She wants to be a star.
It's a star.
She won't let anyone get in her way, and I respect her.
Like, on paper, I feel like the plot is pretty linear. But I feel like that makes it... It has all the makeup for a great classic. Do you agree? Like, I feel like, looking back, we're going to be looking at it, the series as, like, a classic series, like a horror series.
Sure. I mean, I haven't seen X. Have you?
I've seen X. And you know that they're...
Isn't Pearl the X, like old Pearl?
Yeah, it's being played by Mia Goth as well. Yeah. So Mia Goth is playing two roles.
Yes. Yeah, I do know generally that Pearl is old in X and she's still a lunatic. And so this is her origin story.
Right. And the third one coming out next year is called Maxine with 3 X.
Maxine.
So it's going to follow, it's going to be chronologically following the first installment, following the young Mia Goth character, and so on and so forth. But
this was all planned, right? Because they came out, like X and Pearl came out in the same year.
I think the first two were planned, but I think the third one was like, because the two were doing so good, I think they decided to do it. What are your thoughts on the movie in general?
I had a great time. It's not. I mean, I really like the style that it was done in. It was, I couldn't tell if, like, where did I watch it?
Run me through.
I couldn't tell on, like, my TV, like, if my TV was just showing the colors as bright as they were, but they're just that bright, right? Like, it was quite a colorful movie.
They are really, like, quite colorful.
Which I really enjoyed. It was kind of, like, I mean, they're obviously trying to make it a very, like, classic looking film stylistically with their font choices, the like vignettes,
really Wizard of Oz used.
And then like this kind of like almost like Technicolor
right
color grading, which when she's like chopping up bodies, that blood is like neon red. I was like, oh my god,
I feel like those were CGI's.
The people, like, I the hope
blood,
so.
Like the blood, and like a lot of like the explosion scenes that are happening when she was dancing.
Yeah.
Like for me, it feels like such a modern take on what old school would look like. It's almost too pretty, but I think that is why it's kind of charming. I feel like maybe.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it kept me interested. I thought it was suspenseful. I don't know if I would necessarily call it scary. I don't think it's a scary movie. Like, horrific, I guess, sure. Like, there's horrific elements. But, like, not particularly scary.
There's no build-up for anything, really.
Yeah, it just starts happening. It's like, she starts killing, and then she just, like, doesn't stop.
Right. And it for the first time, we're watching it from... I feel like the movies that we've watched so far, we never get to turn that perspective around and to experience it through the murderer, like the final girl, who is the final girl because she kills all the people.
So. Right. But like Maxine from X was the final girl, but I didn't watch X. But I'm definitely, I think, more interested in this movie than X. X, from right. what I've read, seems just very... just like kind of standard. Like this movie is not, it's a little bit different actually. Like I feel sympathetic for Pearl. Am I supposed to? Like I feel kind of bad for her. She's trapped up on this rural farm.
That's literally us in Hamilton. That's literally Hamilton, Toronto. When she's riding her fucking bike from her home to the town, I was like, oh, that's me on the fucking go bus. Like okay.
Is this us? Is us doing this podcast trying to break out? We're stars.
Hello, world. I feel sympathetic towards like the character, but I if anything, I think it's more like a fanfare and like fan service to the people who have been watching the first one and then kind of giving that backstory. I think it falls more under the comedy slasher comedy series like. Category versus,
but where's
horror.
The comedy? You can't just because like it's like colorful it's, and campy doesn't make it funny.
I feel like it's campy. Perhaps it's not comedy, but it's gory and campy in kind of like a John Waters kind of way.
Yeah, because the gore is like, I feel like the gore is not even like trying to genuinely gross you out. It's just like a little bit ridiculous, which is campy. Like the neon blood, the fake splatters of blood. Did you find that disgusting? Ooh, Queen, you froze.
I don't find it disgusting at all.
Okay.
Hello?
Carry on from when I asked if you found it disgusting.
What were you asking me?
Like if you found the gore disgusting.
I don't find the film disgusting at all. I think it's so like, sanitized even. Like they're trying to make
sanitized.
It like lighthearted. Like it's not like when you look at Scream, like it's way more like front on. Like the camera doesn't cut away of anything, but then I think Pearl kind of has a more like I don't know.
If you look at but Scream is a comedy horror. Like Scream is not producing like did you say Scream?
Scream, yeah.
Yeah, Scream is not producing like sure they show things front on, but it's like the fakest looking stabs in the world. Like it's not like they didn't show Pearl shoving the pitchfork directly through that person's face, sure, but like
Right.
There's more, I would say there's more gore here than there is in Scream.
But I think looking back from the films that we've seen, like there is one like gory scene that each movie has. Like, I don't know what this movie, that scene would look like. Like, do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's some, like, yeah, signature elements that makes that movie stand out.
I don't know. I think the goriest parts were when, like, her mom's, like, crawled to the top of the stairs and she's got, like, her burnt, fucked up face, and then Pearl just kicks her back down the stairs. I don't know why you're laughing. And then...
Because it's funny.
Her bitchy German mom. And then...
Can I ask you, the German, was that actually how it sounds like?
Yeah.
And also,
yeah.
Why can't she speak German back?
I was thinking, why does Pearl not know any German? But, like, she responds to questions that her mom asks in German, but she responds in English. But I think you could probably, if you really want to analyze that, could, like, Pearl probably rejects that part of herself. Like, she wants to be a Hollywood right. star. Why would she want to learn German or speak in German? Whatever. Who cares? but and then
I can't
the
speak
other...
German, but I can speak if you like.
You kind of butchered that.
I'm not a fan. Sorry.
You're not a fan?
I'm not a fan. And I think that's fair.
Of Lady Gaga.
No, I can't say that here. It's
You're not
a
fan
space.
Of Lady. I mean, you've just said it. I'm not editing that out. I hope you get hate mail. Anyways, the other gory part was, like, it was campy because of the neon red blood, but when she's chopping up the limbs, like, that is gore, technically.
That is gore. But if I think it, someone can put it the other way around, like, because Mia Goth is so, like, innocent looking. It doesn't read as gory as it should be. It was, like, such a young character. I don't know. Like, she's probably, like, early 20s in this movie. Like, her role itself.
Yeah. Well, what do you think of her?
I think she's fantastic. Like, she's acting with her whole pussy. Like...
For real.
Like, she's doing accent work. She's singing and dancing. She's doing...
Because she's British?
She's British as fuck. And she's...
I think sometimes her accent was a little bit...
Alyssa Edwards.
Like a little bit cartoonish. But overall, it was fine.
It reads as, like, what a British person would precisely imagine what a Southern American would sound like, but like turn up the camp factor like a lot. But she's great. Like, she's really capable of living in that like line between horror and comedy. Like, she can amp up those horror elements, but still, like, the whole performance reads more comedy than. I know that
I
you
don't
agree,
get
right?
what you're saying with comedy. Like, camp and like comedy are not the same thing. Like, it's campy. Like, she's like, okay, like that scene where she's auditioning and the whole, like, the backdrop and like everyone comes in, it's in her mind, which honestly was a fucking great moment of the movie.
That was a great moment. But comedy in the sense that it's comedy, I'm not using those like interchangeably, but I think comedy in the sense that like you, I understand. She's a British actress. Like, I keep on. Sorry, my Siri. My Siri wants to join in the chat. like, can you hear me?
I could.
Why are we cutting off?
I don't know. Oh, I can hear you now.
I was saying, comedy is that she's so unserious. Like, she's so unhinged that I can totally relate to her, and like I'm almost looking at it from third perspective, but I know that's just me.
She's definitely unhinged. But wait, are you saying you're like Pearl? Like, you're gonna start
totally like I'm just people? Gonna kill people?
Okay, work. She is unhinged, and like there is this like I don't know what it is. Like, it's not careless, but it's like
expressive.
No, but it's more than that. I don't know. Let me think about it. But I don't find it. It's not like haha funny. Like when you say comedy, like I'm thinking right. like I didn't laugh during this movie.
No, obviously not.
But like when she like is in the barn and she's like performing for the animals, like that's not horrific or dramatic. That's like campy and lighthearted. But
right,
it's not funny.
It's not a haha funny, but it's like emotionally funny, if that's even a thing.
She really does. I mean, like, this is my first time seeing Mia Goth act in anything, so I can't really say. Like, I don't know how she played Maxine, but she put her all into this role.
Right.
Her facial like expressions alone were incredible.
Right. I was gonna ask you something. Like, when you, okay, this is a weird question. Like when I was watching it, I can't help that we're always going through that moment of like, oh, I'm her. Like I am still. Like we're all her at one point, right? Like for me, it's I'm still her in a way. And we all wanted to get out, but I can't seem to like understand what is the movie really about, which I just kind of find it funny.
What do you mean, what is the movie really about? I think the movie's about like just like, I don't know how to put it profoundly, like feeling stuck, like wanting more than your current boundaries of life can offer you,
and the only way
out is frustrated. She's frustrated with her life, her mom, she's sexually frustrated for sure.
Okay, even like the scene that she's fucking dry humping the right. scarecrow,
yeah,
that was so funny to me.
That actually did make me laugh, I'm not gonna lie,
because I was that kid that was dry humping shit.
Dry humping scarecrows?
No, like anything, like TMI, but I don't care. Like it's such a queer film to me because we're always living through that.
You saying, and like, I was the kid who was dry humping.
So that like that reads more funny. Like I'm seeing myself that way, but sorry for cutting you off.
I don't remember what I was saying. But I think the film is just about essentially just wanting something so bad that you'd do anything for it. And right. this idea of like desiring a life that is bigger than the one you have been dealt.
Finding the next thing. Did you ever think that you'd be where you're at right now in life? Like, did you ever, like, when you were growing up, like, back then, what was your fantasy?
I don't know.
Did you like ever dreamed about like living internationally, like living elsewhere? Who's like not?
Yeah, I wanted to live like in Europe since I was a teenager.
Where did that come from? Like, I'm always wanting to move to the Americas.
I mean, I think it just came from like growing up in a suburb of Vancouver. Let me give you my whole life story.
Please.
Which in hindsight now was actually not very rural. Like I feel like people talked about it like it was a farm town. It's actually like that's just incorrect. It's not a farm town at all. It's approximately a 35 minute drive from the downtown city of Vancouver. Like it's not
that's
rural.
That's close.
But, like, as a kid, like, you don't have mobility. Like, I don't know. I felt stuck. I've always wanted to live other places.
Right.
And I did that.
Were you shown, like, did you have someone in your life who had done it before? That's why
I don't think I can point to anyone who really inspired it. My uncle lives in Japan. My uncle's lived all over the world. But I can't say that he's... I'm not giving him that credit. He didn't inspire shit.
I feel like it's if anything, the movie was more like dreaming about what's next, and I think on that topic, it's really a queer thing to think about. Like, I've always dreamed about living elsewhere, like being my own person. But right. then when you get there, you go to Hamilton and it presents its own problem in itself. And life is bigger. Life gets bigger and bigger, but also the world that you know is getting smaller.
Right.
Not so what's next? Into a home. I don't know what's next. Maybe this podcast will
I don't win know. Us if an anything, Oscar, an Emmy, a Tony.
Oscar, a placebo, or what is it called? One of those literary awards. So I think that's kind of what I got from the film.
Yeah, that's a profound way to look at it. And I think probably like, my desire to live other places, probably akin to Pearl, came from like media I consumed, if I really wanted to pin it down somewhere.
Totally. Yeah. Movie watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is where she gets her murderous desires from.
What do you think about her performance? I know that we talked about it a little bit. How do you stack up with her scream queen? Like, do you think that she gives any more nuances about being a scream queen?
I don't know. I want to see Mia Goth in something else. This is a very, as we've said, campy role. And so she really got to like full tilt, lean into like, just like these really corny is not the right word. Campy is the only word I can think of. Like these really extra like dancing things that were happening. She wasn't even very good. Sorry. but like she can really like lean into that. And then her facial expressions she could lean into because she is completely an unhinged character, right? So there's not
Did
really
she
a,
shave
a lot
her
of
eyebrows?
Reality.
Do you think that's why? I feel like she shaved her eyebrows for it. Or like
or
did something
them?
With her eyebrows.
No, I don't think
and her her dancing. Either. Her dancing was bad, but I feel like it's hard to
I think it was supposed to be. She's yeah. like she's not a trained her character's not a trained dancer. She's not trained in any of these things she wants to do, act, sing, or dance.
Totally.
She just wants to do them. And so she got to lead into a fully unhinged character. So there's not a whole lot of like there's not a whole lot of reality going on in Pearl's brain. Like there's not a lot grounding her in reality. And I think for Mia Goth as an actor, that gives you a lot more to work with than any other scream queen we've looked at this month. Like her at the end, I read this comment that said like her like face throughout the whole credits. That segment alone was so incredible. I was like, not this movie making me sit through the entire credits because I just want to watch this. Like it was so good. And I saw a comment on Letterboxd that said like the director shouted cut, but Mia Goth heard cunt. So
Timothy Chalamet found dead. Have you watched Call Me by Your Name? The
yes.
final scene where Timmy's looking at the fireplace. Yeah. We should do a side by side. I'm gonna make a reel like do a side by side compare.
I also think that of the four we've watched, this is the only one where we're talking about the actor that was the bad guy, that was the villain.
Right.
So it's like a whole other type of analysis that has to go into a character that's willing to do these types of things as opposed to the three before where they were characters having these things done to them.
Right. I think we're so, maybe it's a more generational thing. I feel like our generation is more like feeling numb about the good guy versus bad guys. We want to believe like the bad guys have a more nuanced story behind even. And like it's not
there
always
is,
about
there
like
there is more behind what a bad character than a good character.
Totally. I think
there
that's why that's the allure and why this is so fascinating. It's because it's more psychological in that way. Because like the formula of these slasher movies can get so tiresome, right? Like we kind of expect the final girl. Like there's always one person at the end, but like what about the killer?
But like you said, she is the final girl because she killed everyone else.
Like looking back at all the films we watch, right? Like people talk about horror icons. People talk more about Norman Bates than talking about Marion, the character, right?
Yeah.
Because there are way more like things to talk about, like why it makes them horrifying, what makes them tick, and et cetera, et cetera. I feel like their performance always grounds and defines the horror genre more than the rest of the cast, really.
But maybe this speaks to, like, because we did quite the jump from 1979 to a 2022 film. Like, that's a massive leap. Maybe we'll fill in the gaps next Halloween.
What are we missing? What are some films that you can think of, like, on the top of your head right now? Like,
I mean, like, movie. Scream is a good one we can cover next year.
Totally. Yeah. I Know What You Did Last Friday, last Halloween or something.
Last summer? I know you did last summer.
Last summer. Last summer. Halloween. We did cover Halloween.
Yeah. Other
there's
ones.
A lot. Like, I think A24 specifically has a lot of horror films that I can think of.
I mean, like, yeah, we could talk about, like, Toni Collette, but honestly, I'd rather give Toni Collette like a whole month. So
totally, yeah, we should probably do that.
Anyways, what I was saying is maybe that speaks to just like the differences in the types of horror films. I don't know horror as a huge landscape historically or today, but yeah. Maybe this speaks to where horror is going, where
yeah,
the woman is no longer put in the position of, as we've talked about, like, useless,
yeah,
in need of saving, looking right at you, Janet Leigh and Jamie Lee Curtis,
and
now
becoming the
then
killer.
Like, we took like a half step to Alien, where Sigourney Weaver is quite a badass, like, she's doing the thing, and now we've taken like a huge leap to, like, okay, now the woman is actually the one fucking you up, like,
totally
killing you. So
female rage.
Yeah, I like that idea. I like that evolution,
right.
I think.
But then if you kind of bring it up even further, like, the horror genre has never been really recognized in, like, the awards circuit, right?
No.
Like Jordan Peele won Best Screenplay for Get Out. But then it's, like, in terms of acting, horror genre acting was never being compared on par with dramatic acting,
right?
Which I think Mia Goth is pretty much doing it. If not, she's way more dramatic than dramatic actresses. So it's interesting to see how, like,
yeah,
horror is a way to reflect, like, what people count as good acting.
But it's still not being really recognized by any major awards circuit. But it's the same right thing. Like, the Oscars are so pretentious. Like, it's the same thing with comedic actors. Like, there's a few comedy films that have landed themselves Oscars and a few comedy actors that have landed themselves nominations. But overall, not really, not much, if you compare.
Why is that? I feel like it's always tied to, like, money and, like people thinking commercial success and popularity and dramatic quality is not going to be the same, you know, like, they're not tied, they're like
right
mutually exclusive, so maybe that's why. I don't know. Or the circuit just hates women, just hates, just,
well, we already know that to be right true.
I'm surprised that it's your first Mia Goth movie. Are you
well,
gonna
she
watch
hasn't done many
just in quite a few, but a lot of them are like also horror. She played.
You cut out. What did you say? A lot of them were what?
A lot of the films are also like horror adjacent films or dramatic horror.
Right.
So I'm definitely going to go check her out more. I feel like she's one of those up and coming stars that we'll see more often.
Oh, you know what we could have done is, I'm just thinking more horror films we can cover in the future. We could do The Shining, because I think the mom in The Shining, I don't know.
Shelley Duvall.
Yeah. She could be interesting to talk about. We were going to do The Exorcist with Linda, whatever her name
Linda
is.
Linda Blair.
Linda Evangelista.
Linda Scare.
Anyways, not the point. So, yeah, I don't know. Is Mia Goth slated to do... Oh, she was in a movie called Infinity Pool. Oh, that's another horror movie. She's really just the horror girly.
She's the it girl. She was the it girl last year, I think.
Yeah, everyone was Pearl last Halloween. So
yeah, I know. Hi, Sharon. Not Sharon. Shannon.
You saying Sharon?
Her name is definitely not Sharon.
yeah, I want to hold on. Okay, so now I'm hoping this works. So I'm just gonna introduce
drum it rolls. If it's gonna work.
We're gonna look at all four of the screams. Okay. And talk about them and pick a favorite.
We're gonna grade. We're gonna give them scores.
Let's see. Hold on.
I don't think it's gonna come through.
I think it'll come through. I'm a positive thinker. As long as you can hear it.
Let's hear.
Can you hear
it? I can hear it. I can hear it.
Work. So this is Psycho.
We're looking at Psycho.
Does she keep screaming? Oh, she really keeps going.
Come on, pomegranate juice.
Also, I never noticed that, like, the way the stabbing's happening in Psycho is, like, bringing the knife down and it, like, grazes. Like, it grazes her body. Anyways, okay.
What do you think about the scream? Score.
No, I need to score at the end. We need to rank at the end.
Okay.
Okay. I've chosen parts that I feel, as the facilitator here, that I feel are the most compelling screams of the film.
Okay.
Okay.
We're looking at Halloween.
Yes. Somebody help! Oh God, help me! Please! Please help me! Oh! Help! Oh God, help me, please! Hello! You get enough of that one.
Oh, it's
that
good.
Is a good one. I think that's like her shining.
That is good. I forgot how good it is. Mm-hmm. She's able to do lines.
So Alien, there's not a lot of screaming moments. This is like one of the only ones.
Can you tell the audience the title of the YouTube video?
Alien, you bitch, goddamn it.
can I do one?
Yeah.
You bitch, goddamn it.
You kind of sound like Cher.
You bitch.
Anyways, this is going to be short because there's not much in Alien. I don't even know when she says you bitch goddamn it. And obviously this I had to choose. So so, okay, let me tell you, I don't know if someone showed me this TikTok, was it you? Someone sent me that clip of Pearl and said, when an Australian says Emma Stone, and I thought that was hysterical.
That was fantastic.
And everyone I show it to thinks it's not funny, and I still think it's so funny. Emma Stone!
It's like sheer. I'm a star. I'm a star.
Okay, what scream spoke to you? What are you feeling?
I'm feeling Sigourney Weaver.
Really?
Because the way that you use... I think it's so funny to use the word bitch in outer space.
Jeff, you cannot be serious that that is your top of
like,
the four.
To call an alien a bitch, I think it's so
She wasn't
funny.
Talking to an alien. She was talking to the fucking... spaceship.
No, she's talking about the. She was trying to like push that shit out. She's trying to.
No,
push
she wasn't. No, she wasn't. This is when it's overheating, and she tries to cool it down, and it doesn't cool down. And she's like, "Mother, right. I cooled you down because they called."
Oh, mother. Right. But even if that is, if that's not even funnier, I don't know what the like to have the ship being called mother. I know that mothership, right? But I almost forgot they called the ship the mother, like the intelligence of it. But don't you think it's funny?
I think it's so funny. But like, that's not the best scream. I'm sorry.
I think that's the best scream, followed by Jamie Lee Curtis. But what are you saying?
Okay, rank all four.
So Sigourney Weaver, Jamie Lee Curtis, Mia Goth, and then Janet Leigh.
Wow, you disrespect the classics. You disrespect.
I don't like the classics.
Old people. and the dead. I think the best one was hands down Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh yeah.
That part is like we said in the episode where she shines the best, her acting. That's great. That sounds real. And you still get the words? Good for her.
Because she's trying to get help, bitch. She's not playing around.
Second, I would give to Mia Goth because it's just so extra. And, like, seeing her face do it at the same time, I think makes it even better. Like, she looks like a vein's about to burst in her forehead.
Right.
And then I would give it to Janet Leigh, and I would give Sigourney Weaver last. Because really? It lasts for 0.5 seconds. How can you give that the best scream?
Because you're alone. You want to, like, I don't know, like, you don't want to scream because you're just going to draw attention, right? I don't know. But if you're running away from something, that only applies to when you're running away from something.
Right.
But, or like Mia Goth. Mia Goth is a close second, maybe. I don't know.
No, you said Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, I said third. Sorry.
Wow.
But here we go. Sorry. I'm having a stroke.
No, I'm good. Have more discussion. We can wrap up our Scream Queens month.
Yeah, and I think that's the Scream Queen month.
Pearl was a great way to end. Honestly, I don't even think it was super planned, but ending on such a modern example, but not only that, but ending on like a Scream Queen playing the bad guy was kind of fucking cunt of us. Like, it was kind of good.
Serving cunts, totally. So. It's been really fun. What are your biggest takeaway from doing this month, if you can summarize?
I think my biggest takeaways are kind of what we talked about today, just about just comparing modern to classic and thinking about how the role of the Scream Queen and the how we've seen the final girl kind of evolve.
Right. And I like the Scream Queen definition is always changing. Like, not to be so generic about it, but I think like if we kind of like loosen up our like understanding of we can only find horror through these female figures, I think that's such a limited way to look at it. But
right.
Like, I think femininity and horror will always go hand in hand. Maybe it's a byproduct of patriarchy. But
was Norman Bates a scream queen?
He never screamed. The real scream queens never scream.
Was the alien a scream queen?
Totally.
And Michael Myers was fucking useless.
He's a total faggot.
That's why he's so mad.
Michael Myers.
You're like a combination of Michael Myers and Pearl.
So who are you? If any of the characters from these four movies, who are you?
I don't know.
You're the alligator. From Pearl.
I would be Pearl's angry German mom.
Totally. You bitch. You German.
Who are you? You're Pearl and Michael Myers combined.
I'm Michael Myers. I'm definitely Michael Myers. I'm always like scheming and looking at things.
And just walking around and standing there.
Yeah, totally. acting on my violence tendencies.
You're Michael Myers with a tote bag.
Michael Myers is what a modern incel would look like.
Well, you're not a modern incel.
No, I'm not. I'm getting a stretch, but I think we predicted the future. I think they really did.
What do you give Pearl on Letterboxd?
I gave Pearl a 3.5, which I think...
Oh, that's lower than I thought you'd give it.
Deservedly so. It's definitely not a 4-star movie.
I give it a 4.
Okay, why do you think you give it a 4?
I liked what they did with it. I liked that it was kind of like this, like, Technicolor type of color grading with that whole dance performance with the backdrop. Like I said, like, it was kind of fun as much as it was horrific. It was like equally fun as it was horrific. I genuinely had a good time watching it, which I don't know if that is what they intended. So maybe I should give it below a 4, but it was fun. Yeah. And I think you should give it above a 3.5 because I think this, you should enjoy this film more than me. I feel like this speaks more to your cinematic interests.
Because I've seen, we've seen Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Like,
right.
I feel like that reads a more violent film than Pearl.
I feel like that's a scarier movie than Pearl.
Right? Do you agree? Like, yeah. That's psychologically, also physically, just, like, way more camp, way more violent.
But they're different things. They're different.
They're different things, but maybe our generation is so, like, desensitized.
That means Pearl is the lowest rated one you gave this month? You think it's the worst film?
Not the worst.
You, like, shit all over Halloween. What did you give Halloween? I did. A 3? Maybe you gave Halloween a 3.
No, I gave it a 4, I think.
Okay, then you do you. Your letterbox is your letterbox. If you don't want it to make
it's
any
so
sense,
chaotic.
It doesn't have to.
I don't have to. I'm not the ruler.
Don't conform.
Don't conform. Anyway, thank you so much for this. I never know when should I end.
End when it feels right.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Film Pitels. And tagging along our Halloween journey. I know it's November, but Halloween is a spirit. It's not an event.
Wow.
Okay, I came up with that.
Work. You can wait, go ahead. You have more to say? Spirit Halloween?
No, go for it. Go for it. Is it a store, Spirit Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Pop-ups every year. You can follow us at Film Fatales Pod for... sporadic, irregular content. Emphasis on the word irregular. And you can take that up with Jeff.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, babe. And we're doing... Okay, cut. And
I'm
we're
not
doing...
cutting shit.
And who are we doing next? We're doing none other than Joan Crawford. One and only. And then we're doing the first movie that we're watching would be The Woman, 1939, Plural. The Woman. We're excited to do a little bit more a throwback, some classic Hollywood. I feel like some of the films that we're going to be watching, it's also, it's our both first time watching some of these movies. So I'm excited. So if you're interested, follow us along.
Great. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next week. Goodbye.